This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID hospitalizations rose yesterday to the highest level since last Christmas. CPR's John Daly reports.
There are 1,170 people hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's roughly 300 more than a month ago, but nearly 700 lower than the peak of the pandemic. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease doctor with UC Health.
The heartburn, obviously, that I'm feeling is that we're inching closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And the fact we are continuing to increase means we're going to be in for a rough several months.
More than a third of the state's hospitals anticipate a shortage of staff in the next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Students and staff in the Douglas County School District are required once again to wear masks. Federal judge issued a temporary order today and set another hearing on the contentious matter for November 8th. A storm could drop up to 9 inches of snow on western Colorado mountains, less in the mountains closer to Denver.
A lot of the mountain snow should start to dissipate throughout the evening, but maybe linger slightly past midnight into the early morning hours.
National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Sanders. And state officials say just over 313,000 ballots have been cast for the November 2nd election. That's about an 8% turnout rate thus far. Tonight, showers and windy along the Front Range, snow showers in the Central Mountains. This is CPR News.